The Federal Reserve signaled yesterday that it does not expect the U.S. economy to fully recover for at least another 2 years. The Fed announced it's going to keep short-term interest rates near zero until then. Well, joining us this morning is Kelly Evans, who writes the Ahead of the Tape column for The Wall Street Journal. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly, the Fed cut interest rates almost to zero, but that was way back in 2008. And it was viewed as sort of a shock therapy for the financial system. Everybody's been sitting around looking to see when interest rates might go up because that's sort of a sign of Fed faith in the economy. Doesn't seem like they have a great deal of faith.
No, and it's interesting that you raise this point because I would say there are two drawbacks from what the Fed did yesterday. The first being that as part of their move towards transparency, which Chairman Ben Bernanke has really made a push for and made sort of a hallmark of his tenure there, they have now released forward projections of where they think interest rates are going. There were three different releases yesterday. We had the statement at 12:30. We had these projections that I just referenced at 2 o'clock. And then at 2:15, we had one of his press conferences that went on for more than an hour. And we heard a lot from the chairman, and this all from the institution that used to be thought of as this kind of closed temple that you could never get any utterances from. So the one is that that's creating a little bit of confusion, making it almost harder both for investors and the general public, I think, to just kind of keep track of what's going on at the Fed, what they're doing, and what all of these new things mean. The second drawback is the one that you raised, and it's specific to what we heard yesterday. And it's that with the Federal Reserve now basically saying how concerned they are about the U.S. economy, U.S. unemployment rate not falling fast enough, which is effectively what's motivating their latest easing. There's a sense that when we could have had the market react to that by saying, oh, they're far too negative and we actually think things are going to be stronger. And you would have seen the Treasury market react in a way that was perhaps pointing towards the Fed being too slow to realize the strength of the U.S. economy. You didn't see that. What happened was the Treasury market basically expressed, oh, my God, okay, things are looking kind of weak. You saw longer-term interest rates really falling. And, Todd, you don't really see that unless people are concerned about the growth outlook. So in some ways, the Fed may have done some harm to growth expectations by basically telling people that they themselves are so worried.
But that's is that a dose of realism or a dose of harming expectations? I mean, there's two ways to see it.
Could be both. And in many would argue it's just a dose of realism because as we've learned in this recovery, we are simply not going to get the kind of growth rates which we saw in the past. There's concern about whether the U.S. economy this year can grow more than 2%. There's concern that unemployment at above 8% levels is going to remain structurally high. And so this is partly the Fed saying to people, and especially members who are more concerned about these factors, saying to people, look, this is a serious problem. It demands a serious response. And so it's not unfair for them to do so. But in so doing, the problem is, of course, that people adjust to those new expectations and in some way solidify them.
Kelly, how long can the Fed do this, keeping low interest rates so low, without inflation becoming a real worry?
Well, many would have argued that they can't do it. And the people who have been arguing that for the last couple of years have been wrong. And we have seen some inflation, some commodity inflation. Certainly people know when you go to the gas pump that prices are up, when you go to the grocery store, prices are up. But the commodity costs that have been driving those increases are coming down now because global growth expectations are coming in. So right now the Fed has more breathing room than it did in the recent past to do this. We are now seeing more disinflation. If you look in back into the pipeline at some of these core prices, which I know are controversial, but the reality is that going into 2012, they came out yesterday and said our inflation target, this was another new
Kelly,
element, our
Kelly,
inflation
I'm
target
to,
is 2%.
Kelly, I really appreciate it. I'm going to have to leave you. Thank you, Kelly. Kelly Evans writes the Ahead of the Tape blog for The Wall Street Journal. Kelly, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.